your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we are sort of flying by the seat of our pants here tonight. We've had quite a hectic day coming out to NCAM 23, which is the Manchester Cable Access Channel. They were so nice to invite us out to do a television version of our show, sort of a special edition of Free Talk Live. And so we did come out here, and I am told we're going to be getting a DVD of the occasion. So you guys will be able to listen to that at some point when we finally get it up on YouTube or whatever we end up deciding to do. So do bear with us as we tweak and we turn knobs and stuff here to get started with the program. We're actually going to be simulcasting, hopefully, provided the audio feed works correctly. We'll be simulcasting with the TV station here in Manchester in our third hour of the show. For now, it's Free Talk Live as normal, and it will still be in the third hour. We'll have just have some TV viewers with us. So join us, again, 800-259-9231. As always, lots to talk about here tonight on Free Talk Live. And what we're going to start the show out with is a guest who just happened to be in the building for one of the TV programs earlier today. His name is Sam, and he is one of the Ron Paul supporters here in Manchester. And he's also a member of Operation Live Free or Die. Sam, get real close to that microphone and say hello so I can make sure you're working. Okay, you're not working.
Well, that's bad news.
That is bad news, and I don't know why that would be. So maybe we'll have to see here. A little on-the-spot testing. Ah, the on switch. That helps, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try that again.
Hello.
Okay, very good. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Good to have you on the program.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you are an Operation Live Free or Die member.
That is correct.
What does that mean?
That means I packed up everything on December 10th, left my old life, and came out here.
For the Ron Paul campaign.
For the Ron Paul campaign. I was originally only scheduled to come out for 9 or 10 days, but once I got here and saw what was going on and how important this work was, I called my wife up and said, look, there isn't anything more important I could be doing with my life right now, so do you mind if I stay through the primary? Got the okay, and...
Wife said it's okay. Here you are.
And yes, and today's the day.
So what were you out doing today?
Today I was working at a polling station, you know, working as a get out the vote worker, just checking off to see that our supporters were coming out and voting, and you know, tallying up how the support seemed to be splitting between the Republicans and the Democrats.
How is it coming out?
Well, it's interesting. The voters are either registered Democrat, Republican, or undecided, as I'm sure you're aware. And mainly what I was trying to track was the undecided folks. And they were splitting about 1-2 Republican to Democrat.
So twice as many, they were splitting twice as many towards the Democrats as they were the Republicans?
Yeah, at the precinct I was at. I was in Manchester at the Gosselaar School, if that's how it's pronounced. And then the other thing that I was trying to watch was the new registrations, and those were running about 3-5 Republican to Democrat.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I was in to vote, and there was only one person that came in that was undecided, undeclared, like myself, and you know, I know she got a Republican sheet of paper, and that was, you know, that's all the anecdotal evidence I have.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been out here for? And when you came up?
Just a month now. Tomorrow will be 1 month.
That's amazing. And are you staying at one of the Operation Politically Homeless homes that are sort of in the area? These little shelters, if you will.
Yeah, I'm staying out in the house out in Rye. It's actually a pretty nice place. But you know, any place once you pack 30 people into it, gets a little close.
30 people? Are you
generating? No, I think there's probably 30 people
wow.
there. I mean, you know, especially
you're
in a
sleeping bag, right, or something, right?
Well, yeah, and you're lucky if you can find, you know, space on the floor.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, we're not out here to vacation. We're out
sure.
here to get this guy elected and spread the message.
So what do you do besides door knocking and sign waving? Much? I mean, door knocking and sign waving? Is that
door knocking, sign waving, a lot of phone banking, and then we've Wesley Lounsbury and I actually shot some really amateurish training video on how to effectively canvass, how to, you know, discuss the issues with people without being confrontational.
That's really difficult. For me, it is.
Well, we've found that a lot of people will just spit out sound bites that they heard from someone else that they don't actually believe themselves. But if you challenge them on it, they'll dig in their heels, and it'll be a fight to the death. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you mention Ron Paul to someone, and they'll spit out something like, oh, well, he can't win. Because that's what they've heard, you know, from Fox.
They're sure it must be true.
Yeah, they're they don't know if it's true, but they don't know what else to say, so they say that. And like I said, if you challenge them on it and you know show them how ignorant that is, they'll dig their heels in. So you have to just kind of draw them out and say, oh, really? That's interesting. How come you feel that way? Oh, well, I don't know, and that's what I heard on the news.
Yeah,
oh,
I've never really thought about it.
Exactly, and then you pull out that Ron Paul's a leading money raiser among the Republicans, and that he's raised $20 million in the last quarter, and it's all, you know, $103 at a time from individual donors, and they start to come around, and you can bring them around that way.
Very cool. So so you're heading out, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I've got a flight out of Boston. It's about 1 o'clock.
Well, best of luck for the remainder of the day. I know you said that you had been up since, like, you've been up 2, 3 a.m., or you've gotten 3 hours of sleep, one or the other. You've been very sleep-deprived in this last month, I imagine.
Yeah, well, especially this morning, my polling station opened at 6. It was an hour drive, and I was running that. I was the only one out there. You know, we've tried to put people everywhere, and so, you know, there's no relief. So I spent about 11 or 12 hours just at that polling station, watching the numbers come in.
So pretty much all the voting's done at this point. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
And now we're doing the counting, and we'll of course let you know as soon as we know what the numbers are. And you know, you're out on the first thing smoking out of Logan tomorrow morning, right?
Right.
And where do you live?
San Diego.
San Diego, California. And you're going back to your wife, I assume.
Yeah, and my
she's still there, right?
Well, yeah, I actually did have to check in. I flew back for just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then came right back out and actually brought her out and converted her from being somewhat of a liberal Democrat to being a Ron Paul supporter.
Wow. Now, what's the next state in the lineup? What is South Carolina?
Carolina and Michigan, and then.
So you're not going there?
So a bunch of people are heading out to Nevada. Also, I might show
Ron
up.
Ron Paul needs you, Sam.
Hey, that's how they got me to stay for the extra 20 days.
That's amazing. So, what do you think's next? I mean, if Ron Paul doesn't win, what's next for you, Sam?
If he doesn't win the state of New Hampshire, or doesn't win the election.
Let's just say the nomination.
If he doesn't win the nomination, you know, the media, everyone in the media is always asking, well, would you run third party? And he's always saying 99.9% no. I'm not going to vote for anybody else. So if he doesn't get the nomination, I'm sure that we'll start a big write-in campaign. And if he doesn't win the election, there are probably tens of people that are going to challenge congressional seats and start trying to get seats in government, because we can only complain about how things are going for so long. And one thing this movement has taught me is that there are so many other people that have the same views that are motivated and will get out there and start converting people. And I really think that we could challenge some congressional seats and start changing from the inside out.
Well, the answer I was hoping you would say would be, join the Free State Project, because you're a Free State Project member, aren't you?
I am.
Now, which came first, Operation Live Free or Die or joining the Free State Project?
Oh, Free State Project predates it.
Oh, okay. Because some are the other way around. Some are, you know, they come here and then they find the Free State Project and they think, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm already here.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that happens all the time.
So how did you find the Free State Project?
I've always been libertarian-minded. I mean, even before I knew what a libertarian was. And I don't know, just in my searches on the web, somehow it was linked from something else, and it sounded like a good idea, and I joined up immediately.
When was that?
Oh, this is probably 2 or 3 years ago now.
Pre-New Hampshire, post-New Hampshire?
Oh, pre-New Hampshire. Okay. Yeah, pre-New Hampshire. Probably a couple months before. I was involved in that process.
So you voted.
The voting process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, we're definitely looking forward to having you out here, getting active full-time in the state. When are you coming out? Are you a First 1000 member or off in the distance a little more?
I think I'm off in the distance a little bit more. I'd never been to New Hampshire before. This is my first trip. I'd have to get used to the cold water. I'm a surfer.
Well, bring up the family for Pork Fest or the Liberty Pork next year, and give them a little.
That sounds good. I would like to do that.
Good having you on the show, man, and thanks for coming out and supporting Ron Paul. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, still ironing out a few studio bugs. Back in moments with your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Bryce Instruments since 1987.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those, some of those features include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all there for free at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy that. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Look, you've got collections. You know somebody that needs a little collections help? You should put them in touch with SACL. because they collect with respect. They do things a little differently from those other collection agencies, and I highly recommend you go check them out because they love Liberty, too.
And you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
That's right, right there at the top of the page. Once again, SACL, CAI, 800-259-9231. Everything should be working A-OK with the phone lines. Yep, no calls on the line. Okay, so we're sort of broadcasting from a different location. It's been a sort of a very busy week over the last week, Mark, broadcasting first from the Liberty Forum for 3 days straight in Nashua. Now we're in Manchester at MCAM TV 23, broadcasting from their studios, which are very nice, by the way.
To me, it's all the same place. Nashua, Manchester, Concord, it's all the same place.
Well, it's all New Hampshire. That much is the case, and of course we love being here. And we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. So let's get into the show prep, shall we? Mark, you had something about, is this Mike Gravel, one of the Democratic candidates?
Yeah, I think he might still be a Democratic candidate. I'm not sure whether he's dropped out or not. Says here from Exeter, New Hampshire. Sounds like he's still campaigning. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Gravel told a group of high school students Sunday. I don't know where you got a group of high school students on Sunday, but that marijuana is safer than alcohol.
He's right.
Speaking to a group of students at Phillips Exeter Academy, he said that he believes people should be able to buy marijuana in package stores. Well, I would agree with him to some extent. I think that people should be able to buy marijuana wherever they want to buy marijuana,
yeah.
In the same way that they can buy aspirin anywhere that they want to buy aspirin. I mean, they sell aspirin in convenience stores, they sell it in drug stores, they sell it in grocery stores, they sell it in Walmart, they can sell aspirin anywhere, they can sell marijuana anywhere.
Absolutely.
I don't think the government should be getting involved in where people purchase it. In the same way, I don't think it should be for cigarettes or alcohol either. I don't see why that matters. There's states in this country where you can buy liquor, like real liquor, right in convenience stores. There's other states where the only place you can get it is through a state-owned alcohol sales store.
Like New Hampshire.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Okay, Mr. Gravel goes on, alcohol is a heck of a lot worse than marijuana. By the way, just ask a police officer. Ask him which one is, would he say, is more likely to cause violence and harm to somebody. You know, who's more dangerous? A person who's been smoking marijuana or a person who's been drinking alcohol? Mm. Alcohol is a heck of a lot more worse than marijuana, and I'm sure a lot of you have tripped out on alcohol. Sure what that means. He's trying to be cool there, old Mike Gravel. Anyway, it's a lot safer to do it on marijuana, tripping out, I assume he's talking about bumping and grinding and carrying on, as it were. Gravel has called for the decriminalization of minor drug offenses and better treatment for abuses of hard drugs. A spokeswoman for Phillips Exeter said the candidates are free to express their opinions to the high school students on a Sunday. Very strange stuff. Anyway, I have to agree largely with Mike Gravel here. Yeah, I can see he's taking a softer line. He's saying, you know, minor drug offenses, better treatment for abuses of hard drugs, you know, that kind of thing. I have to say, as far as I'm concerned, you can shoot turpentine into your veins. That's your choice.
And yeah.
Who am I to say otherwise?
1-800-259-9231. Of course, I completely agree.
Yeah.
And
that's the problem with the libertarian radio show, you know.
Well, I mean, agree with those.
I agree with my esteemed colleagues.
I don't imagine I would agree with Mike Gravel on many other issues. I don't know what his really. All I know about Mike Gravel is he's good on the war on drugs.
I hear he's a populist.
What does that even mean?
Populist usually means what the people care about.
So whatever's popular at the moment, they support it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a tip. It seems like the appropriate position for a politician. But I don't know what his positions are on the other issues, and I don't really care. And I hope he's been able to bring that up at some of the Democratic debates. I wouldn't know. I've never cared enough to bother watching any of them. But it's such an important issue. The war on drugs, so critical and so... It's really an issue that so many people don't understand. They just don't understand that how the war on drugs can affect them, even if they aren't drug users. Even if their kids aren't drug users, which, of course, you never know, really know for sure. But a lot of people like to think that they're completely insulated from all that.
Right. You don't know whether your kids are doing drugs or not. Sam, you said you're married.
Sam's still here. Okay.
Let me bring Sam back. He's dozing off. Poor guy. He hasn't been. He hasn't had any sleep at all. How many children you got, Sam?
None.
None?
I have one Australian cattle dog.
One Australian cattle dog. So, okay. So you think your Australian cattle dog isn't doing drugs. But can you be entirely sure?
I'm pretty certain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it would do... Let's say for a second, for the sake of argument, that your Australian cattle dog is in fact doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be good for that dog, him or her?
Her.
What's her name?
Sue.
Do you think it would be good for Sue to spend 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years in prison?
Absolutely not.
No, just for doing drugs, doing whatever it is that Sue wants to do. And I'm not sure what kind of drugs Sue might favor.
This is pretty ridiculous. In any case, it would not be good for Sue to spend any time in prison.
I'm trying to cover you while you fiddle with your little knobs there, Buster. Mark. Appreciate that.
But we could go back to the populist point of view of the candidates. Have you guys noticed how they've all become constitutionalists in the last couple of weeks?
It is interesting. And, you know, that's what they call framing the debate. If nothing else, you can say that Ron Paul is framing the debate. Now, I say that that's of little value, because even if a Republican, I see Romney gets up there, or Giuliani, or whomever, gets up there and talks about lower taxes and getting the government out of your life and in the Constitution, they're lying.
Of course.
They'll say whatever it takes in order to get elected. Ron Paul has 10 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives, and you can go back over and over his voting record and see that he doesn't vote against anything that he considers to be unconstitutional. He doesn't vote for anything that he considers to be unconstitutional.
Right, but that doesn't really help us at election time because not many people do that kind of research. All that anyone knows is what they've heard most recently. Well, when I was out canvassing, I came across a Romney door hanger that talks about how he has always been on the side of the unborn in the right to life issue.
And that's absolutely not true. Romney is a flip-flopper on the abortion issue.
Well, I mean, you know, don't give the guy too hard of a time. He's been a flip-flopper on every issue. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an issue that he didn't flip-flop.
I love how he says he lowered taxes in Massachusetts, but when in fact he raised mandated fees and he raised corporate taxes. Now, he didn't lower taxes on individuals, but who the hell do you think pays the taxes for corporations?
Got to be the citizenry.
A corporation doesn't exist. It's a file folder. It's the people that make the money from the corporation, the employees. Don't forget all the people that buy the products from the corporation. They're the ones that bear the weight. So raising taxes on corporations is raising taxes on individuals. It's a bunch of word games. It's lies. Exactly what we'd expect from a career politician.
800-259-9231, this SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's live from Manchester, New Hampshire tonight. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Of course, it is election night, primary season. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top-name name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Still sort of tweaking the knobs and stuff here at MCAM TV 23, broadcasting the show live tonight. We've got now just trying to iron out the bugs, but trying to make that as transparent as possible for you. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The other thing you need to know about is the Free State Project. We've actually got Sam in here. He's still sitting here. I guess he's got nothing else to do at the moment. The voting thing is pretty much over and done with at this point. And we
probably have some sleep to get.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can leave anytime he wants to. He's still sitting here.
This is the Free State.
Right, you're welcome to stay. Free State Project, you're a member. We're members, actually. We moved up about a year and a half ago, as a matter of fact. And the point of the Free State Project is to get as many activists as possible, activists that love liberty, to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. So that's what we've done, and I want to invite you to go and visit the Free State Project on their website at freestateproject.org. Learn more about their program. Learn more about what's going on with the Free State Project. Once again, that is freestateproject.org. So we're talking about this insane war on drugs and Mike Gravel coming out, one of the Democratic candidates, and telling kids straight up that marijuana isn't as damaging as alcohol, and it's not. And it's absolutely nuts that it's illegal for people to choose to use this drug in their lives. It's also, I would say, nuts for them. It's nuts for them for it to be illegal for them to use any sort of substance, whether it be marijuana or ecstasy or whatever your drug of choice is. Because as you pointed out so rightly before, Mark, kids aren't going to be better off spending time in jail. They're not going to be better off with a rap sheet. You want to help kids have a better life, give them honest information.
Give them the truth about drugs. Give them an opportunity to, you know, learn and then apply that that knowledge in their lives into the future. If they choose not to, okay, let them make the wrong choices. Let them learn from the consequences. There are certainly some negative consequences that can come from drug abuse, no doubt about it. Can ruin your home life. Can ruin your relationships with your friends, your family, business. Let those consequences happen. But don't throw in there a 5, 10, 15, 25-year prison sentence. And I'm not just talking about marijuana. I'm talking about prescription medications. Kids love those these days, too. So let's let people make mistakes. Let them learn from their mistakes. Seek the help when they need it. Please don't force them into treatment either. That's not a solution, because if you're not looking for treatment, if you're not looking for a solution, then you're just going to resent it. You're just going to resent being forced into some sort of some program that some government bureaucrat has mandated that you must attend, which usually is going to cost you a few $100 to attend it as well.
Easily. You have to keep it going, and you know, they have to have that sweet, sweet bureaucrat paycheck.
Right. So the solution isn't treatment in the way the politicians propose it. Because there are a number of politicians out there that will say, well, I agree that we don't need to have this, the people going to jail, but we need to have treatment. And you know, that sounds good. And I'm all for treatment if that's something the person wants to get. But the problem comes in when you don't ask for clarification from that politician. You know, what do you mean by treatment? Oh, well, that's when you find out that they want to force people into treatment.
Right. But treatment to them means, well, you get caught with crack cocaine or marijuana, or you pick the particular drug. It means that the officer is going to take you in and book you, and then at some point or another, you'll get sentenced by a judge through the court system to some kind of treatment program. You know, maybe you'll get a record, maybe you won't. Maybe they'll kind of hide your record from prospective employers. And you'll have to go to this treatment program, whether it's a certain amount of AA or, an inpatient treatment, that kind of thing. If you decide, you know, this treatment isn't for me, I think I'm going to go out and do that drug that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going to happen? Is it going to be more treatment? Because clearly that didn't work. Well, it's likely not going to be treatment. If it is treatment, it'll be treatment in a prison. And they do have treatment programs inside of the prisons themselves, but believe me, that's still prison.
Certainly is. Now, Sam's sitting here absorbing all of this. Sam, you live in San Diego.
Yes.
Where, as you know, I'm sure, marijuana has been on. It was back in 1996. It went on the ballot. The voters of California overwhelmingly passed the medicinal marijuana measure, which is now spread out to another 12 or 13 states.
Mm-hmm.
And has the world come to an end?
No, absolutely not.
About that.
No. The only downside to that has been the interference of the federal government.
Of course.
Rolling in and, you know, busting medicinal marijuana providers and hassling people and generally, you know, making life miserable.
Yep. Yep. They bust in. They kick in the door of these medical marijuana facilities, where there are people in wheelchairs there buying marijuana so they can help themselves feel better, whether they have multiple sclerosis or cancer or whatever their issue is. These are patients.
Mm-hmm.
And the government comes in, the federal government comes in, kicks in the door, and then they hold the owners at gunpoint, or whoever might be working has access to the safe. They hold whoever it is that's there at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They demand the cash, and they demand the pot. And then they usually leave. I haven't seen any stories in recent memory, at least, where they've actually bothered to arrest the proprietor. Like, so what they do is they go in and they take all the money and pot and they go away. So that they hope, I think it's in the hopes that the proprietor will, you know, sort of recover from the damage and he'll decide that he's going to give it another go because he cares, because he wants to sell his marijuana to his patients. And he'll go and open up another store.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that guys with guns are going to break down the door and seize a bunch of pretty high-quality pot and a bunch of cash? That sounds like a growth industry to me, to be on the side of the government.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you're not going to arrest the proprietor. You want him to set up shop again and build up another nest egg and another bunch of quality bud. And
plus, if you arrest him, he can challenge you at that point.
And what happened to those sort of the order of operations that cops have to go through here? I mean, aren't they, when they take something from you, don't they have to arrest you?
That's right.
Otherwise, they're just thieves.
Right.
The way I see it, mm-hmm. If they're going to confiscate something from me, it better be part of a crime. If I've committed a crime, that cop needs to step in and do his job and arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he's just stealing things.
Right.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's craziness going on all around the world, though. It's not just centered here in America or out in California, as crazy as it might be. The Europeans have to deal with a bunch of crap from their government as well. In fact, this according to the AFP, Europe started 2008 with a raft of new laws against smoking, air pollution, and even junk food advertisements. But some grumbled that the New Year's resolutions from the nanny state cramped their style. Germany, France, and Portugal joined many of their neighbors with anti-smoking bans in bars, restaurants, and cafes starting on January 1st. Lifting the gray haze that was part of their romantic atmosphere for more than a century. In car-crazy Germany, drivers in major cities, including the capital Berlin, faced restrictions barring smoke-producing vehicles from their centers, while the northern Italian city of Milan imposed tolls on the heaviest polluters. And Britain cracked down on television commercials for food and drink products, heavy in fat, salt, and sugar, that target children under the age of 16 in a bid to curb obesity.
Unbelievable. So the amount of popularity, or I should say Ron Paul's popularity in Europe now makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, well, they've had a long time for their governments to get more intrusive and oppressive, far longer than ours has had. Though it seems like the United States government people are determined to catch up. They're determined to really, you know, lead the world in oppression.
Well, they are doing their damnedest.
You know, they're upset that they've got more bureaucrats administering people's lives in Europe, and you know our bureaucrats are basically in the army. We have the tax burden's large on the American people. There's no doubt about it. But the rest of the European countries don't have the same budget going out to the military that we do.
We'll come back with more on this particular story. Especially want to talk about this television commercial crackdown in Britain. It's very, very interesting. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I believe Sam is on the line in Texas as well with an update on the Barry Cooper / John McCain incident that happened at the Liberty Forum over the weekend. We'll get to that, talk to you as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Man Winter has been singing his icy serenade for weeks now, but he could be tuning up for the worst weather yet. And you should be too. Tuning up, that is. When I come back, it's do-re-mi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Besides a scheduled maintenance tune-up, here are some other hints to keep you safe this winter. Put a new ice scraper in your glove compartment, fresh antifreeze in the radiator, and kitty litter in the trunk. Winter evenings are dark ones. Make sure all your lights work, including your high beams, tail lights, and interior lamps. And buy the biggest battery your car will physically hold. What you're buying is peace of mind and the sweetest symphony of all, the whir of a well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. And many of those features, let's see, one of them is the Shrine of Female Listeners. I'm going without notes tonight, Mark. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Not that I have notes to remind me about what's on the website. It's just that normally we have a list of things to promote. Anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We're going to give you an update on the election here in just a few moments. You've got the numbers coming in as we speak, Mark. Again, of course, it is New Hampshire primary night as we're doing this show live from MCAM TV 23 here in beautiful Manchester, New Hampshire. But just a few more thoughts on this European nanny state story. You've got more smoking bans coming out. Germany, France, and Portugal have now added smoking bans to their restaurants, bars, and cafes. Germany, they've got some sort of ban on smog-producing vehicles from their city centers. And then Britain has cracked down on television commercials for food and drink products heavy in fat, salt, and sugar that target children under the age of 16 in a bid to curb obesity. So here we have the beginnings of what you're probably going to see in America at some point. And that is that these people that know best, they know. They know what you should be eating. They know best. They're going to tell you. In fact, if you don't listen to them and do it on your own, they're going to force you to do it via some governmental regulation. And this is the first step. It's to say that, well, we know that sugar and fat is bad, so we need to prohibit these TV commercials from in fact, while we're at it, we'll prohibit them from advertising on the radio and in magazines as well. In fact, no advertising, no direct mail, nothing. If you're making products that have these awful, awful things in them, then you aren't going to be able to advertise in America.
Well, or they'll just say, you can't have them. These things are contraband.
Right. Well, that's what comes after that.
It's disgusting, but all you have to do is look at cigarettes. That, you know, the progression that you've seen in cigarettes, the progression you've seen in other illegal substances is the kind of progression you will see. If you let these people run your life, if you let these people run your health care, if you let these people, you know, get involved in your life more and more, this is what you will see. They will tell you how to live your life. Socialized health care is exactly the stepping stone that they need. Because, well, once if you're eating red meat, you're hurting all of us. It costs money. We have to pay. I personally am a vegan, and I shouldn't have to pay for your health care if you eat red meat, so you have to stop eating red meat. How about this? How about you get your damn government out of my health care, and everything will be fine? There's people that have lived on this earth more than 100 years eating red meat, and I just don't see why it is. Those same people have had candy bars. There's people been people that smoke cigarettes, lived over 100. You can't tell me. I mean, sure, there are things that make you less healthy, but they change all the time. Remember when eggs were bad for you? Now eggs are good for you again?
I just saw some story that said that now apparently sun is good for you. In fact, they said that it's better for you to get sun than to worry about the risk of cancer. I don't know if that means you're supposed to get a lot of sun. I didn't actually read the article, but the point is they used to say that sun bad, stay out of it. And now they're saying sun's
good. And all
good.
The time you hear alcohol bad, alcohol good, alcohol bad, alcohol good.
Right.
You know, well, if you want to live forever, have two glasses of wine. If you want to die tomorrow, drink every day.
Now, all I know is that I could die tonight if I walked out in the street and a bus hit me, and so it wouldn't matter how much I had to drink over the weekend.
It's my life. You shouldn't be able to tell me what I'm going to eat. You know, it can get even more ludicrous than this. Because there's somebody out there listening right now, Ian. There's somebody out there listening that thinks it's legitimate for the government to tell you what you can eat because it affects all of us. There's somebody out there. Well, how much more ludicrous could it get? Well, the government decides that there's more suicides on Monday, so everybody has to wear pastel colors on Monday in order to soothe and calm the people that might commit suicide today. I mean, how much nuttier and stupider could it get?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this here. This again from the AFP. While many accepted the new rules as reasonable measures in the name of public health, some bristled at what they called the state's overreach, the creeping end of the European way of life. Al, owner of the West End Pine Bar in Berlin, told Germany's mass market newspaper, "I will not let anyone stop me from smoking at my own business. I've been smoking 40 cigarettes a day since I was 12. I can't quit now." And as far as I'm concerned, if he's serious about that, I completely agree. And I wish more business owners...
I wish he would quit for his own health, for the good of his family. Those 40 cigarettes a day are not good for him. But I'm not going to tell him how he's going to live his life. He owns that bar. He can do whatever he wants concerned.
And
if I don't like it, I don't have to go there. If I don't like it, I don't have to work there.
Well, and
his bar.
And
his problem.
He should violate the law. He should make an issue out of it. I mean, if he feels so strongly, I hope he really takes what he's saying seriously and goes out and, you know, continues to run his establishment in the way it has been run and continues to allow smoking. Make it an issue. Make them shut you down. Make the state show itself for what it really is. These government people are nothing but violent thugs who want to force you to live life in the way they think you should. And I think it's interesting, and I'm pleased to see that there's still at least some level of a freedom mentality in Europe. At least
there are people who love freedom everywhere. And, there's people that listen to Free Talk Live in other countries, too, and they want freedom.
Well,
that's why they're listening.
One of the managers in another bar in Berlin told the newspaper she would defy the rules. She says, "We're not little children who need to be told what we cannot do." And that's two bar owners that have basically said, you know what, screw this. We're going to defy these rules. Where are the people like that in America?
They're out there, but for instance, there was
they're
a
bar, not business owners.
There was a bar in Sarasota that just paid the fines.
That really?
It's worth it to us to
that's
have smoking.
That's not defiance. That's you're still cowering in this, to the state. You're still.
It's not defiance in your book.
Well, you may be
breaking
rules, but you're still paying off the state. Then you're bribing the state to leave you alone at that point.
You know, these people make their livelihood off of these businesses, and I think that to some extent, you're asking an awful lot.
What if they make the fines too expensive?
What's that?
What if they just raise the fines in the name of public health? Now we're going to raise the fines.
I don't know what they would do. But you're asking an awful lot from somebody.
You can only afford so much.
You know, essentially, their business is their way of life. You're asking them to throw away their way
of
life.
No, I'm not. I'm asking them to stand up for their business and their customers and their way of life and not modify it for the whims of some bureaucrat.
Okay, so the bureaucrats come in to this the Wiener Schnitzel where little Maud here is smoking away because it's her business, and they say, "Put out that cigarette." She says, "No, I will not put it out." And so, you know, they decide they're going to go and they're going to get the police.
Mm.
Well, what's Maud to do?
You know, that's an excellent question. I would hope that there'd be some sort of nonviolent solution involving perhaps customers or activists coming there and, you know, laying down in front of the police or getting engaged in some level of civil disobedience with the goal of protecting the business owner.
Well, you can tell Maud what to do, but you can't tell 50 people what to do.
No,
you're not
going to
have
a
lot of luck with that.
I'm just suggesting a solution. You asked me what the solution might be in that particular
case.
There
is no solution to this, Ian.
The solution is civil disobedience, refusal to participate, because if enough people did that, the government would be completely impotent.
If enough people did it, the government would be impotent. That's true.
The problem is convincing them to do it.
There's sure not much evidence of that happening.
Oh, I agree with you.
And I think that's problematic.
Anywhere, ever. Right, well, that's problematic, which is why I'm saying it's good that these people are saying they're going to refuse, because at least there's some evidence of something happening there. And maybe if some people refuse to play by these stupid government rules, then other people will be empowered to do the same thing, whether it be in their business or their personal life or whatever the issue is. I'm thinking it could catch on, you know, but it takes some leadership. It takes some individuals willing to take that risk. And I understand most business owners aren't. They're willing to put up with the regulations. But I was talking with Jason's dad from SACL CAI.
They have to put up with the regulations.
Mike, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
Because there's a point at which it's going to put them out of business anyway. That's what I said to Jason's dad, Mike, from SACL CAI. He was complaining about how the government keeps raising the taxes. And I said, well, at some point, there's going to be a point at which the taxes are going to go so high that you're just going to say, you know what, screw it. I've got enough money. I'm going out. You know, I'm just going to close my business down.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Right. And I said, well, before that point, wouldn't it make sense for you to just start refusing? I mean, if your business is going to shut down anyway, wouldn't it make sense for you to just refuse to participate with these thugs? 1-800-259-9231. Well, he agreed, of course. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
It's something entirely different when you're talking about today. Like today is
hour
the last
two's
day.
Coming up.
I get money.
Election results on the way. Free talk.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.